Hello and welcome to episode 38 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on 16th of August 2006. First of all, throughout this podcast may sound a little bit quieter than normal. It's because I'm recording on Linux for the first time ever, and for some reason I can't get the volume set as high, so I'm sure when I play a bit of Linux a little bit more, I'll work that out. You may be wondering why I'm not using my normal computer to record. It's because my nice flat screen monitor's developed a couple of bugs. And when I say a couple of bugs, I actually do mean bugs. It's managed to get three thunderflies in between the sort of bit, the glass and the back, but how the hell they got on there, I do not know. But let's just say I was a little bit pissed off when one got on there, but then another two got on there. It really set me off. When you spent £300 on a nice flat screen monitor, the last thing you expect is to get bloody flies getting behind the screen. But after doing some research on the internet, I found out that it's quite a common thing with flat screen monitors. So I would advise you, if you're thinking of buying a flat screen monitor and live in the country and you get these thunderflies about, I would personally advise you, do not touch them for Bard's Pole, unless you want to have the same thing that happened to me. And I'm also guessing that the same would happen with flat screen TVs, so you probably get flies stuck behind it. So I'm hoping that manufacturers will sort this damn thing out, because if they don't, I can imagine lots of people are going to be sending them back like I've done. I sent it off on Friday and they said it might take up to a month for me to get it back. But when I do get it back, I just hope the flies are gone, and I've just got to hope it doesn't happen again next year. So now I've got that little sort of moan out of the way, I'm going to tell you about a right blonde moment I had today. I seem to be having a lot of them, but I had breakfast here like I do an awful lot, but what did I do? I put the sugar in the fridge, and then I put the milk on the windowsill, and I only discovered about an hour later I went to put the sugar, get some sugar, and I thought, oh, where's that gone? And then I looked at the windowsill, and the milk was sitting on the windowsill, and then put the sugar in the fridge. What a blonde moment that was. So now I must tell you what me and my lovely boyfriend Mike got up to on Monday. Yes, he's back at long last. He got back last Tuesday, which is why I haven't recorded a podcast in my office. Been that busy spending all my lovely free time with Mike. Anyway, so I must tell you what we both did on Monday. So on Monday, we decided we meet as well, both go to do Nottingham for the day, since it was nice and we're getting fed up with doing the same thing every single day of the week. So we thought, well, we may as well do something different. So we both got up about 10 in the morning, both had a quick wash, and then I had a quick look at the train time, so I decided I wasn't going to drive the whole way there, and the next train was at 11:40 something from Grantham. So we both jumped in the car and drove to Grantham train station. Pardon me, just sort of made a rude noise there, so that's why I sort of paused. Anyway, so we got to Grantham train station about 15 minutes early, which I thought we might be there sort of late, but we got there and used the automated sort of fast ticket machines to buy our tickets, and we had to wait for about 15 minutes for our train. When we did get the train, it wasn't one of the nicest ones in the world. It was a central train, which aren't the nicest trains in the world anyway, but it wasn't my favourite train. It didn't have air conditioning or anything. It had windows open, so it made you get lots of noise. And also, for some reason, the train seemed to stop at stations I'd never heard of before, so a journey would normally take about half an hour, ended up taking about an hour. But we got there in the end, so it wasn't too bad. So when we got to Nottingham, we got off the train, and then first place we went to was Greg's to get some sausage rolls, because we were both feeling a little bit hungry because we didn't really have that much for breakfast. And then after we had our nice sausage roll, we went up to John Lewis, because Mike's making lots of teddy bears and starting to run out of stuffing and fabrics and stuff. So we were in there for a while, getting all the stuff. I felt like an old man watching his wife buy some sewing stuff. Sorry, Mike, I just had to say that. Anyway, so then after that, what did we do? Oh yeah, I went to the bank. First of all, I went to the Bank of Scotland in Nottingham, but I don't know why. We sort of walked in and we both sort of looked around and thought, don't like this bank. So we walked out and found the Halifax, and the Halifax was nice and simple. And then after the Halifax, we went to watch Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest or something like that. I can't even remember. So let's just say, I'd seen the first film and I really enjoyed the first film, but the second one, I hate to say it, this is my opinion only, it's a load of fucking crap. It was quite a long film, but I've never ever sat in the cinema and been sitting there thinking, Hurry up, please. And some bits were quite funny, but the film just didn't keep me gripped like I was expecting it to do. So I don't think when the third one comes out, I'm definitely not seeing that. I think I'll wait till it comes out on DVD and rent or something. There's no way I'm sitting through the cinema to watch the third one. The best thing about the film, I hate to say, was the end. When it ended, like, thank God that's over. Mike quite enjoyed it, but even he admitted it wasn't quite as good as the first one. Anyway, so then after that was done, we went to Pizza Hut to have a pizza. Well, it was a big pizza we sort of cut in half. The service wasn't too bad, but the only thing I didn't like, we had sort of this family with kids out for the day, and the amount of noise the kids were making was like, shut the fuck up! When I was young, if I had made that much noise, my parents would basically tell me to behave or would be going home, but it just sort of shows that kids nowadays have no discipline whatsoever. Anyway, so then after we'd finished there, we went to the train station to get the train back to Grantham. Luckily this time we got a nicer train back, and the journey I think was a bit shorter, but I can't remember, because I think I slept for some of it. The journey was still a bit less than an hour, but even then, I only got woken up with somebody who went, "Achoo!" right behind me and sort of gave me the fright of my life, which I probably did when I just said, "Achoo!" like that. Anyway, so when we got back to Grantham, we conged in at Asda to get some food, and then when we got back, we walked the dog, and then we watched Doctor Who, and some other stuff that we recorded while we're out. So that was my and Mike's fun Monday. Anyway, I think that's all I can think of for this podcast, and once again, I'm sorry that it's recorded so quiet, so just to warn you, when I do the next podcast, it may be louder, so if you suddenly hear me a bit too loud, just make sure you get ready to turn the volume down, but then you never know, I may still not fix it for the next podcast, so I'll speak to you all in the next podcast, which I have no idea when to record it, but it will no doubt be before the end of the month, so I'll speak to you all in the next podcast. Goodbye for now.